Hello and welcome back to the Benchwarmers. I'm Sonny and I'm here with...
Gabe, hey buddy.
Hey, so right off the bat, we both lost.
Again.
Me 1-2, you
0-3.
Dylan is 2-1, but he is not better than us because he has played... So it tells you like how many points you've played against total. Gabe has played against 109 more points than Dylan has.
So I'm playing good people in the league, or at least everybody's having a good week against me.
Yeah, it feels like that. That's the tough thing, is that you can't, like, have a defense, sort of. You can't shut down the other team.
Right.
So, who, you want to get...
I mean, there's so many things from last week to get into. Really quick, before we get, like, super deep into fantasy stuff, just, like, the games that we had... Another week of, like, kind of, like, upsets.
It felt like it.
Like, the Chiefs losing? That was crazy. The Bills losing? That was kind of crazy.
Dolphins. The Jags beating my Survivor Chargers by, like, 4 touchdowns, like 28-30 points.
Okay, so really quick on that game. Why are they playing Herbert with broken ribs when it's a blowout? I'm like, just bench him.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like...
Like, their season could be over. If he doesn't, like, get enough rest and, like, healed up, like, they could be done. Like, they're not beating the Chiefs with an unhealthy Herbert. They're not, I mean, the Raiders, I don't even know. The Raiders are 0-3. The Raiders, if they don't win this week, 0-4, they're...
Who are they playing this week? Do you know?
It's probably some bad team. Let's see.
If it's, like, could be, like, the Chiefs or something.
They're playing the Broncos. Right.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah, pretty.
Oh, man.
I mean, wait, hold up. Why can't I see? I'm trying to look at scores in my NFL app, but it's not letting me. It's
from the previous week?
Yeah, it's like telling me to go to settings, but whatever. So they play the Broncos. Okay. I mean, what are the Broncos like? Oh, they're 2-1.
They're 2-1.
That feels very undeserved.
They should be like 1-2.
Yeah, wait.
The Niners should have beat them.
They barely beat the Texans. I mean, the Seahawks game was fun against the Broncos. It's revenge. I mean, it was fun. It was because the Seahawks beat them. If the Broncos won, who would care? But like,
right.
The Seahawks beat them. It was fun. Then yeah, they barely beat the Texans, and oh my god, this whole Niners game. I mean, I only watched the second half of it, but it was so boring.
That's like, I don't know. I feel like this season, there's either like some close games, and then there's just some that are like, they're not even blowouts. They're just like, both teams like suck.
Yeah, both, we had back-to-back primetime games that were just like really boring.
The Cowboys and Giants, if you guys didn't watch Monday Night Football, the first half was like snooze fest.
Yeah, it picked up a little bit in the fourth.
But like, even when it picked up, I wasn't really like blown away. I was like, it was like watching like it was like watching like a JV game. Like, it's just like, okay, like, I don't know if this is practice or if people are just trying to like, it felt like a preseason game.
That's
what I'm trying to say. Like, it just was like super like low, I don't know. I don't want to say it's low skill because obviously I can't do any of that, but
yeah,
the talent that's out there, I'm like,
it just seemed very like basic.
Like Barkley's out there, CeeDee Lamb's out there. CeeDee Lamb dropped like a wide open pass, like,
yeah, he did, and I was like laughing. I was so happy because I was playing against him and I thought I was going to win my week. The two like best highlights from that night are good plays. The 35-yard touchdown.
Oh, that was the best like thing from that night.
Yeah, and the one-handed grab from CeeDee Lamb was also really good. But then everything else was just really boring. So this makes Cooper Rush 2-0.
I think he's 3-0.
3-0 in his career, 2-0 this season.
You're right.
Speaking of, I was thinking, not really speaking of, but like sort of, Cooper Rush, you know, his first game, he beat Kirk Cousins primetime. Kirk Cousins will sort of be in primetime this week.
Oh, we got a London game this week. Okay, a little
for
spoiler.
For once, they're not giving them like total crap. And
wait,
because
you
I
mean like the media, or you mean like
no? I mean like I feel like every year the NFL gives London like bad games. I feel like this is a good game.
In years past, I feel like it was Jags and like
Jags and Falcons
or something. Yeah, and it's like two teams that like I don't think you really care about those teams either.
I think it's only people from Jacksonville, only people from Atlanta,
right? So just quick preview to that. I like the London games, even though I'm not usually awake like right on time when they start, just because it's 6:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we were on the West Coast, East Coast, this would be really nice because the game would be at 9:30.
Yeah.
Whereas the way it is now, all the games for us that start at 10 a.m. our time are 1 p.m. games their time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's a trade-off. I'd rather have games at 10 in one and then 5:15.
Yeah, like it's spread out enough that where you could get food, you can hang out and like not feel like, oh, there's another game and I need to get back and watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to get into like fantasy stuff now? Because I have a lot to unpack from this week.
I'll let you go
okay,
first.
Okay, so like we said earlier, like everyone that's played me like has just gone off. Except for last week, Dylan only had like 114, 117 points.
Mm-hmm.
My team just like totally did not show up. Really quick, I'll just go through my team. Russell Wilson is my quarterback. I'll get into that in a little bit. Najee didn't have a great game. I shouldn't say not great. He had an okay game.
Yeah.
Damian Pierce, who had a great game, 17 points for me. Stephon Diggs had like an average game. DK Metcalf had an okay game. I had to play Breshad Perriman because Keenan Allen was ruled out. I thought he was going to play, so I had to pivot, and then I didn't want to drop anybody on my bench. I had to pick him up. Like, he was the only wide receiver that was like on waivers that was like projected to get like 10.
Oh, you didn't play Chase Edmonds?
No, I should have played him in the flex and put Curtis Samuel up. That probably would have helped me win, but yeah, like. So I didn't play Edmonds because I was like, okay, he kind of didn't do anything the first 2 weeks. Like I was like waiting for his big blowout game. And now it's like, okay, he's on the board. But I don't really – this Dolphins team for me is kind of like – if you don't have Tyreek or Tua, it's kind of hard to trust. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't sure that Edmonds was going to get in the end zone. Like they actually fed it to him a lot in the red zone, which was nice to see. Makes me feel a lot better about the trade. But – I don't know, like, do you think, like, is this Dolphins team, I mean, we saw them beat the Bills. Are they the best team in that division?
I'll say by the end of the year, the Bills will be better, but they're certainly really fun.
Yeah.
And they're, a strong second best.
Right. I don't know.
And like, we get another game of that this
and
year.
I think it's just in a few weeks. I don't think it's that long.
I'm very excited. I mean... you know, you're 0-3, but at least you're not Brian.
Is he 1-2, or what is he?
He's 0-3, but just, like, really bad. He only has 266 total points.
All right. So the big thing I'm trying to, like, get past here is, like, I have to move on from Russell Wilson. Like, he's not doing a lot for my team. And he was – his first game against Seattle was, like, okay. And then ever since then, he's kind of just sucked. Mm-hmm. So I know as soon as I like bench him, he's going to like blow up, but I can't play him week four. There's no, like, he's playing the Raiders. I don't trust him in this game. I know the Raiders aren't like an insanely good team, but I still don't trust him to do anything in this game. Like, I'm not going to drop Russell Wilson.
Could,
I should say that. But.
It could be a shootout, though, but I understand the frustration. So you're playing Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, so I have Marcus Mariota
Who
in
does
there.
Atlanta play?
They play the Browns.
It's kind of an interesting matchup.
That might be a shootout, too. And look at the game logs for Marcus Mariota. Week 1, 215 yards. Week 2, 196. Week 3, 229. He's
putting up
numbers. He's doing better than Russell Wilson right now.
So far, yeah.
So far. So I don't know. I can't keep putting Russell Wilson out there. He's like, watching this Broncos team is very hard for me. They have so many weapons. Like, they have – they're talented on, like, all sides of the ball. Their defense, a little meh, but their offense is – their offense should be good.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's so hard to score against the Niners. Like, that game was so boring.
That was really, really bad.
That was one of the worst primetime games I've seen in a while. I didn't even watch the end of it because I was like – I'm like, all right, I have to go to bed in a couple hours. I'm just going to watch a show.
There was like – yeah, I mean, there was one play where it was like it could have been a big Jerry Jeudy touchdown, which probably would have saved me my week. But it was like just barely tipped, and they didn't score. What was it? Jimmy Garoppolo ran out the back of the end zone.
Yep.
Someone said
super embarrassing.
High IQ Jimmy Garoppolo play running out of the back of the end zone before throwing a pick six.
Okay, so really quick on that play, I know it's been on the internet, but he only took like a step out. It's not like he took like a bunch of steps out. I think there's like a clip of like
it's Tanner not as
Lotsky.
Bad as yeah, it's not as bad as the other
he
guy.
He took like several steps out.
He gets like the thing is he gets the guy with the you're talking about the guy in the Lions.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah. He gets out the back of the end zone. He like drops back all the way out, and then he tries to roll out, like, out of the end zone.
Like, it's so obvious that he stepped out.
Yeah, it's, like, way out of bounds, and then he starts running, too.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what are you doing?
At least with Jimmy's, it's like, okay, he thought he had an extra foot or two of space behind him.
Wait a minute. Now that I think about it, didn't they only lose by one? Or did the Niners win?
No, the Niners lost.
Oh, yeah. So then, but they only lost by one, which would have...
Yeah,
they
lost by one.
Which, that feels like that safety decided the game.
Oh, easily. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Broncos should have lost this game. Had that not have happened, the Niners should have easily just won this. And really quick, where's Kittle? I know this is the first game back, but he just, like, fell off, man.
I said this before the season started.
Like, he's not – I don't know if he's not healthy. I know he's good. He's a good player, but where is he?
What I said before the season started is that he's a rare case of, like, really good player, just not a good fantasy player. And I think that's partly because he's always injured. I said the same thing about Nick Chubb, but I'm sort of standing incorrect, which I'm perfectly fine with, because Nick Chubb is the number one ranked. Also, you know what's interesting? James Robinson is like the number three ranked running back now.
He's eating right now.
Who has James? I swear to God, if it's Ryan.
It's going
to
be Ryan or Archie. I can already tell you. It's got to be one of those.
No,
two
it's
guys.
Gary.
Gary. Hi, Gary.
He's on the ball with it. Now, he's 3-0 and just beat me, so I'm sure he doesn't want to make a trade. But Brian is 0-3, and yep. He's got like 19. His whole team is. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 8 receivers on his team and 2 defenses. So I feel like offering him a pretty bad trade.
Just openly offering him a bad trade?
Well, I kind of want Michael Pittman. So
I mean, he might. I feel like the Colts are kind of down right now because I know they beat the Chiefs, but like in week 1 and 2, everyone's kind of down on them. So you might be able to buy low on Michael Pittman. What did he put up in week 3? I'm just curious.
Like, did he? I think he had like 12 points or something.
Okay, that's not like that's decent, but it's not like how many targets or how many catches did he get?
Let's see. Hold on. He didn't play in week 2. I know that. In
he was
1,
injured. Yeah,
he had like a huge game. He had 8 receptions, 9 targets.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He's
isn't he like their number one though? Like he should have more.
Oh yeah, he is. So I'm gonna try and get him. Michael Pittman, maybe like a, no, like a Juju or something. He's got a million other receivers.
He's very active with this, and I know he has notifications on because I see him like he's active. Like he'll see it. He'll see your trade as soon as it goes through.
You want, you know, Darrell Henderson? No, I don't know. I don't really want to give up Nyheim Hines because I heard something that. Josh Taylor's got a little toe thing.
Yep.
All right. How about this? Jerry Jeudy, since what's-his-face is a bum.
I mean, really quick, just to close off my rant with the Broncos and my fantasy team, I think the Broncos will figure it out somewhere in the middle or end of the season. Like, I think they're going to be they could be like a wild card contender, mm-hmm. but right now it's like a struggle, man. Like
they feel like they're struggling to win every game against teams that I feel like
it's like painful to watch them.
Yeah, they're 2-1, so that's fine. They have the same record as the Bills technically, but like they're just so boring.
Like, where is the Russell Wilson from a year or two ago where he was just, like, throwing bombs down the field and, like, his receivers would catch it?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to that? He hasn't really done much of that this season. And I know it's not because of his wide receivers because they're all young and fast. Like, they can do it.
No, yeah, I know. That's what I remember I, like, needed week one. I needed a big Jerry Jeudy play. I needed, like, 8 points from him. And the whole first half, pretty much, it was, like, running backs or quick throws to tight ends.
Yeah.
Doesn't really, like, take shots anymore.
But
he's got the arm for it. He's displayed that he can do it. It's just,
yeah,
like...
his arm's fine.
It just seems just like he doesn't want to.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just the way the coaching, like, the play calling. Because I don't think it's him calling the plays. I think it's his coach and every, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it's a rookie coach. So I think what they intended, you know, like the Broncos headquarters... is I think they wanted like
let's ride headquarters.
Yeah, they wanted like Russell Wilson, and then they were like, let's get a rookie head coach, so like Russell Wilson, not like call the shots, but like definitely have more say in it, and sort of like, you know, they can be like partners, or like even Russell Wilson be a little bit of a mentor to the coach. And I don't think that's what happened. I think the coach is sort of just doing his own thing, and he's sort of just doing like a Tim Duncan kind of thing.
A Tim Duncan thing?
Yeah, it's like it's really boring, but it works. Because that's Tim Duncan's whole thing. He's very fundamental.
Yeah.
He's a really boring player to watch. All he does is just shoot. He just sort of shoots over you very lightly. He gets rebounds. He's not very exciting. But he's really, really good, and he wins all the time. Or he won all the time. Because what he does works. It's just extremely boring.
Like there's no finesse or any like...
Yeah, it's like all you really need to do is win. It's like it's kind of what the Broncos feel like. It's the opposite of like a year or two ago when the Chiefs were like the Harlem Globetrotters.
I feel like it's the Bills and the Dolphins now. Like they're both like very flashy teams, and they know like they're the center of the attention right now.
Yeah.
More so the Bills, but like with the win that the Dolphins got, now it's like the Dolphins are kind of stepping into that a little bit.
Yeah.
But for sure the Bills.
You know what's crazy now that I think about it? The Sean McVay Rams era for the past couple of years against the Cardinals between playoffs and regular season games, Sean McVay is like 13-1 against the Cardinals.
Oh yeah.
And the only loss that the Rams had to the Cardinals was a big blowout at SoFi Stadium, and I attended it. I can't believe it. I mean, I got to see the big playoff blowout too, which was, you know, a lot better.
You saw both.
I saw both sides of it.
Right.
But the one time Sean McVay lost to the Cardinals was the one that I had to go to.
I mean, you at least got a win from them too, but okay.
Yeah. Well, the playoff one, I'd rather them win the playoffs.
That's a crazy good record. So he's what, 13-1?
He's like 13 or 12 or 1 against, you know, a team he plays two last year, three times.
Yeah,
a year.
I don't know. Like the Cardinals, really quick, should be better with DeAndre Hopkins coming back next week. I think he has a 4-game suspension, so he'll come back week
2 weeks.
Five.
Yeah,
that should help them a lot. But I don't know. Like when I watch this Cardinals team go up against the Rams, like the Rams defense,
they just seem to like
they just like it's almost like they're like there at the Cardinals practice watching them practice because they like know where Kyler Murray's going to go.
I think they figured him out.
Like they mastered all of his like plays and stuff. Like they know what he's going
to
do.
And the thing is that, you know, I was thinking about like how they replicate and how they seem to like practice, you know, the week before against Kyler Murray because he's such a unique player. I'm just thinking like they probably have like some like little like fast receiver who's like the backup punt returner who's just like...
Oh, like for the scouting team like that they practice against?
Yeah, I just mean like at training camp just at practice, you know, they're like, okay, here's what Kyler Murray's going to do. Here's the fastest guy on the team. He's a backup punt returner. He runs a 4.3. He's like 5.11. And let's put him in the backfield and just have him run around a lot. So that's how you practice against him. And I don't know if that's how it... I don't know if that's what they do and it works.
I think that's what it's kind of like. They for sure have a scout team, and all the scout team does is try to replicate what,
like, Kyler Murray does.
Whoever the Rams are playing this week, they're trying to be like them. But
then, like, how do you replicate, like, Josh Allen? You're going to get, like, a linebacker? He's, like, 6'5", 260 pounds. No, not 260.
He's kind of like a freak of nature.
Yeah, he's just, like, one of those guys.
I feel like the Rams, as an organization, they're used to, like, playing against Russell Wilson and, like, these types of players that scramble and do this. Well,
yeah.
Russell Wilson doesn't do it as much now, but he used to. But the Rams already know how to, like, play a quarterback like that. So when you have Kyler Murray trying to do all these little, like, he does, like, a lot of, like, little fakes and little, like, thing, and he'll do, like, a last-minute toss. But, like, the Rams, they know it's coming.
I think they got his number by now.
Yeah, and there was a couple plays. There's one by Aaron Donald where he just got, like, his fingers or his hand on one of his feet, and it, like, knocked Kyler Murray over.
Yeah, because he's like a little kid.
Like not even a full hand. It was literally, like, a few fingers that hit his foot.
And it just, like –
and it just, like, knocked
him
over. It
just sent him, like, tumbling.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I mean
– didn't Ramsey get a pick in this game, a block or something? Or was it – who was the other –
Something like that. I feel like at the beginning of each year, like, 3 years in a row, maybe 4 years in a row now, it feels like within the first 3 weeks of the season, Jalen Ramsey will get, like, a game-saving or, like, a nail-in-the-coffin pick. He did it this year. He did it last year against the Bears. He did it the year before against the Cowboys.
Like, when it matters.
Yeah, like, at the end of the game, it's like the team can, like, maybe win if they get a drive here, but then he'll, like, get a pick and he'll ice it.
Yeah, he's clutch. I know they paid him a lot of money, but it's right now it feels like it's paying off.
Oh yeah,
like, you definitely want it. He's one of the best corners in the league right now. It's not, there's, like, no denying it. All right, any other thoughts from? Oh, really quick, Packers and Bucks.
Good game.
That was a close game. I know, like, everybody's like, oh, like, Brady's missing all of his receivers, but look, the Packers, this is our receiving core right here, dude. This is it. Like,
Christian Watson.
Romeo Doubs or Dubs, however you say it. Cobb. Sammy Watkins is out right now. Like, this is our team right now. So
that was in Tampa, right?
That was in Tampa, yeah. So for me, I was more impressed with, like, the Packers defense. They're actually, like, I forgot who we're playing, the Patriots this week. So for fantasy, if the Packers are out there, grab them, because I think Mac Jones is going to miss some time.
Oh, is he?
He's going to miss, like, a month.
Wow. So who's his backup?
No idea. Oh, it's Hoyer. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He used to be on the Texans? Sounds right.
Probably,
Texans,
I think.
Texans, yeah. But, yeah, just really impressed with the win and that they were able to win with, like, just rookie wide receivers and, yeah.
Crazy. I heard something that that the Broncos have 3 more primetime games in the next 5 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, I'm betting it gets the Broncos in all these games.
So
I have no faith in them right now.
Yeah, week 5, their Thursday night versus the Colts.
Okay, I'm taking Colts.
Let's see, week 6. They are Monday night against the Chargers.
Oh, man.
Week 7, there's one more.
I don't know. Hopefully Herbert's healthy by then. Hopefully Keenan Allen's healthy by then. They need, like, this team has a lot of injuries.
Yeah. And then week 8, they're the London game against the Jags.
Cool. I'm going Jags.
So within, like, yeah, like 4 weeks.
Like, I'm just going to bet against them until they prove me wrong, because they're just god-awful to watch.
Yeah, they're boring.
All right, we got some injuries. We'll go through real quick. Joe Mixon expected to play tonight for Thursday Night Football.
And that should be a fun game.
This should be a good game, and I don't know if you're aware, but the Bengals are going to wear their white
That's right.
Their white helmets with the black stripes on them. I don't know if it's a white shirt.
I think it is.
Is it all white? See, Bengals, whites. Let me look it up.
I think it is. While you do that, Joe Mixon is playing. He had an ankle thing. DeAndre Swift is likely out for multiple weeks. So,
dude, these are pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
These are pretty. I forget. Wait, did they wear these last year?
No. Those are just like edited, but like
these are nice. If this is what it's going to be, so it's basically a black and white uniform, kind of like a Color Rush thing almost, but
I think the Dolphins also have like good jerseys, so it should be like a very aesthetically pleasing game, also a fun game. I think this will be a good Thursday night.
So, yeah, I'm stoked for that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, DeAndre Swift shoulder injury likely out for a couple weeks, so Jamal Williams. Since he's probably already taken.
There's another guy that from Hard Knocks.
Craig Reynolds.
Craig Reynolds.
Who might be a smart waiver wire as I'm currently picking him up.
I think he's still out there in our league, but.
He is. I just got him.
He's fast.
David Montgomery. Questionable for week four.
Ooh, his backup, Khalil Herbert.
He was on my team last year, and he had a couple of good games.
He's good. He could be a starter.
No, he's very talented. I don't know why they you know, I guess David Montgomery's pretty good, but
I don't know why they don't do, like, two running backs. Just keep,
yeah, he's good. Like, he's a good runner.
David Montgomery just gets most of the work. I don't know why.
Yeah. This is not – the Bears aren't one of those systems where it's, like, any running back can, like, do pretty well. Remember, like, the Browns last year's, like, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt were out, so, like, D'Ernest Johnson got, like, two touchdowns.
The Bears just, like, having, like, a main back. Like,
yeah,
they don't really split a lot of time.
But they don't – they it's – you know, I say he's talented because he's not in, like, a system where anybody can just do really well. It's like you got to be pretty talented to do well for the Bears. Receivers, Sterling Shepard is out for the season, which leaves
– nobody on this team.
The Giants with
the
Kenny –
the Giants are screwed.
Okay.
They're just
– Monday
sorry,
night.
Giants fans.
Monday night. You guys. Yes, you the audience. Us, my mother, everybody had the exact same stats as Kenny Golladay did. On Thursday or on Monday night, you had zero receptions and 0 yards. Kenny Golladay also had zero receptions and 0 yards.
Wait, so he played, but he was.
But he had no catches. He had a couple of drops. He had like three targets.
And now he's gone.
No, Kenny Golladay.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Sterling
Shepard. They're still stuck with nothing, despite the decently big name. You remember when he was good on the Lions like 3 years ago?
Well, that's when Stafford was there.
Yeah. But Kenny Golladay sucks. This brings me back to when I guess Kadarius Toney is there, but they're not really playing him.
Kadarius Toney's injured.
Is he?
Yeah. Brian dropped him because he's. I think his timetable is like they don't know when he's coming back.
He's not worth. Yeah.
They say he's like close, but I'm like, okay, close can be 3 or 4 weeks.
I remember last year after week two, Kadarius Toney had -2 yards after 2 weeks, and I remember thinking I have more career yards in the NFL than Kadarius Toney.
Negative career yards. Wow.
I thought that was funny. Kenny Golladay got paid $700,000. You know the meme template is like Russell Westbrook, and he's like, I'm just running around doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's Kenny Golladay.
He's just getting paid.
So, yeah, now that there's no Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas Toe may miss week four. I hope not.
He's in the London game.
Yeah.
Oh, even less time to...
Well, like a couple hours less.
No, they got to fly, though.
That's true.
That's like a – I mean, even from the East Coast, that's a few hours, man.
Yeah. Rondale Moore, probable for week four. Same thing with Keenan Allen. Michael Gallup is also probable. Amon-Ra St. Brown is questionable. Kadarius Toney's questionable. Jarvis Landry's questionable. So the Saints are going to have to – if there's no Michael Thomas and no Jarvis Landry – that goes to Chris Olave.
Ooh.
So
he should be owned in every league.
Yeah.
There's no way he's just out there.
I think
there.
He is. I remember it was like the two top rookie receivers that people were trying to get, Chris Olave and Drake London. Oh, there was somebody else that was like really good though. Drake London, really good name, doing well on the Falcons. Chris Olave, he must be on a team.
Chris Olave, week three. 9 receptions, no touchdowns. He had 13 targets.
Mm.
So they're just – they're in week two, he also had 13 targets.
Yeah.
So he might be the new favorite weapon over there.
So A.J. Green also – yeah, also the Cardinals might not have anybody. Rondale Moore, A.J. Green. I mean, I guess I'll have Marquise Brown. Chris Godwin is questionable. Jacoby Myers, you remember that guy? He's also questionable. Julio Jones is questionable.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks.
The Bucks need him.
Zach Wilson will return in week four.
Making his debut.
Who was playing under? Oh, Joe Flacco.
Flacco, yeah.
Why even bother? Joe Flacco beat the Browns. I think he deserves to be your starting quarterback.
That and they're, I don't know if they're rushing him back from the surgery that he had. I know it was like a minor surgery, but why would you?
Why would you rush him back?
Like, if he's going to be the future of your franchise, like, give him another couple weeks.
Joe Flacco, like, 2-2? Or 1-2 or something? 2-1?
He's 1-2.
He's 1-2. I mean, he beat the Browns. It's funny. I saw Donald Trump's whole speech on the Jets beating the Browns.
Wait, recently?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole Trump rally, and he was like, I called Robert Saleh to tell him that he is a better coach than Vince Lombardi. Because Vince Lombardi never won. That was never down 14 points with a minute. Was it a minute 26? It was a minute 26. He was down. And Vince Lombardi never won. But I called Robert Saleh, and I told him, you're fantastic. You're just big league. I told you are the great, and it, you can watch it. It's a whole.
Is this real?
No, it's totally real. It's a big Trump rally. He's got his whole MAGA hat. He's got all his supporters, and he's talking.
Wait, what's his name? Robert Saleh?
Robert Saleh. It's like a 2-minute clip.
My gosh. So he is a Jets fan.
I guess
he has to be a Jets. Big Jets fan.
You can watch it. I mean, we can like take a pause because I'd like to watch it again.
Let's see.
You look it up.
Let's see. Trump.
He says better Robert than Saleh, Vince Lombardi.
Jets. Wait.
Hold on. It's on Instagram.
Is it just like a? Is it? Oh, it's like it's just a call.
No. Yeah. See, this is it.
The craziest game I ever saw. Was the Jet game last week. Is that right? So there's like a minute and 37 seconds left. They're down by 13 points, and they were having a tough game, and they don't even have the ball. I think the chances of them winning was 1/100th of 1%, and nobody would take the bet. And they got some kind of a fumble. They threw a long pass. It was caught. They got 7. And then they got an onside kick. This took place over like about a minute and a quarter. And they received, they got an onside kick. And they went for a touchdown. And they won the game because the other field goal kicker missed a field goal somewhere during the game. And they got 14 points they needed. They needed 14 points. They got 14 points like in a minute and 12 seconds. It was the craziest thing. And I called the coach because I think the coach is like a great guy, general manager too, coach. I said, Coach, you're greater than Vince Lombardi because Vince Lombardi never did that. He was never able to pull out a game like that because that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The game was done. It was over. And the owner of the Jets is here with his incredible wife, Woody Johnson and Suzanne Johnson, and they are so happy.
This is as far as I saw.
Where the hell are they?
So, okay. I was, yeah, he calls Vince Lombardi.
I can't believe he just, okay, so Donald Trump, Jets fan.
Certified
Jets fan.
I mean, it makes sense, right? He probably grew up New York. Right?
That's the thing. It's like, if you're in New York, you're either a Jets fan, a Bills fan, or a Giants fan.
Yeah, I feel
depends
like
on what part
Buffalo
of
is its own little part.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of Canadians gravitate towards Buffalo too. Because
it's norther.
It's north. Yeah.
I also feel like, you know, because I was sort of shocked to figure this out like 2 years ago, but I found out that Buffalo is the capital of New York, right?
Is it? I don't think so.
I so thought it was, but
I should know this.
Not really, but
no, it's Albany.
Oh, it's Albany?
Yeah.
All right.
Dang.
Wait, why is Albany the capital of New York?
I just Googled capital of New York.
I was thinking of some other example, but my point was I feel like states, every like 10 years should be able to renew.
Like a different state?
Yeah, renew their capital. That makes sense.
If we renewed California's capital, what would it be?
It'd be like San Francisco or L.A. There's no business being Sacramento, and I know that one for sure, I think.
Yeah, Buffalo's right here. I've never really looked it up, but Buffalo's right here on the border.
Is it really?
Canada. Yeah, so that's why a lot of Canadians gravitate towards them.
It feels like it's not – like it doesn't feel like it's part of New York.
No.
Because New York is so small, and I already recognize like New York, and like it just seems so much crammed into a really small state.
And also, too, for baseball, Canada has one baseball team in our league, and it's the Toronto Blue Jays, and it's the same colors as the Bills. It's like blue and like hints of like red and white. That's like their color.
So, yeah. So, I mean, unless you're – it would be fun to be a Buffalo Bills fan.
I guess. Like,
I mean, unless it's like the 80s and all the heartache of losing four Super Bowls in a row. But like right now
– this is the best time to be a Bills fan.
Oh, yeah. It's Josh Allen. You're
– Diggs.
Breaking tables.
They're doing that whether they have Josh Allen or not, though. That's their whole fan base.
Yeah, but like now you can break tables with confidence. You have Josh Allen.
With confidence.
Well, you can't lose to the Patriots 48-13 like they were in 2016.
That's true.
And then go break a table. That's not how that
works. I mean, you could, but...
But it feels undeserved.
Right.
You know, now has some merit. Speaking of Bills, I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick on a podcast. We should get him on. That'd be amazing.
Oh, my God.
That'd be so cool.
He's doing a lot of like commentary, like pregame stuff.
Yeah, he's making his rounds.
Which is sad. Like, I like seeing him there, but I'd rather see him like on a team, like just trying to make the playoffs.
But at least like, you know, now it's like he's kind of accepted that he's a little past his prime and he's a little done. So at least he's still in the spotlight. It's not just like, hey, remember Ryan Fitzpatrick? It's like, oh yeah, so you know, Monday night broadcast. But he was talking about how he doesn't like Tom Brady.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think he's beaten him a few times.
I'm sure he has in his long, long career. It feels like he's been on every team in that division other than the Patriots. I know he's been on the Dolphins. He's been on the Bills. Has he been? He's been on the Jets. He's been on every other team besides the Patriots. So he must have played Brady like at least like 10 times, it feels like. But he said back when he was, you know, floating around that division, he played Brady like 6 times. And every time... They lost all 6 games, and then he came out, and he would shake Brady's hand. And then the one time, the first time he came out to – he went out, and he beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady went immediately into the locker room, didn't shake his hand, and he's like held a grudge against him, which I think is interesting.
And this is when he was on the
– probably like way back on the Bills because that was like one of his first teams.
The Bills or the – he was on the Jets for a minute, too.
Yeah, that's one.
Let me see.
I'm thinking it was just a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, sorry. It was against when it was the Jets. Man, imagine. Dude, that must have been a huge win for the Jets.
Yeah, and he didn't.
And then he's just like, nope.
He didn't shake his hand. Oh, wow.
Jerk.
I just found out some sort of breaking news. You know the rapper Coolio?
Yes.
He died.
No way!
He's 59. Wow.
That's pretty young, man.
This broke like an hour ago.
Wow.
I don't know what he died of. You know, he's the Gangster's Paradise guy.
I'm looking at photos of him really quick, like, and there's one of him with an Angels uniform on. Really random. Did not know he was an Angels fan.
Well, hey, you're an Angels fan.
I am an Angels fan. That is so crazy.
Wow. Also, breaking news. Indiana student becomes first in the world to get perfect score in AP calculus exam. Well, of course. So,
AP calculus.
Not taking that one. So,
yeah. All right. Did we get through all of – oh, sorry. We were talking about –
Zach Wilson.
This is like a huge Jets tangent. This is the most we've ever talked about the Jets.
Stay in the AFC East, I think. Something like that. Mac Jones for the Patriots is out for, you know, seeming like a month. They're not sure. But did you see – I saw something. You know how he had that terrible gritty in the Pro Bowl?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, look it up. It's really bad. It's not as bad as Mike Gesicki's from 2 weeks ago? Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't even a...
It was a poor, poor attempt.
I don't know what that was.
Speaking of, they're getting rid of the Pro Bowl.
I did hear about that, and they're just going to do like kind of what the NBA does with like
they're like going to do like a skills.
Yeah, which I think more people would watch.
Is this the Pro Bowl?
This is the Mac Jones Gritty. So he runs
Let's
in.
See if this one's better. No. The one, the Pro Bowl, is really bad. But what I was getting to is
here we go, Pro Bowl.
When he was limping off the field, people were saying, oh, it's a better Gritty than the Pro Bowl one. The Pro Bowl one is really, really bad. Gritty being the dance move. I don't know if you guys know.
People know. If you don't know what it is, it's a dance move. Diggs kind of...
I forgot that they don't really play defense.
So, okay, he literally ran like half the football field. He gets in there. Okay, that wasn't that bad.
It was getting dogged on.
It's like
they should show the in front angle, but I just remember it. I just remember his meme a lot. I like the Colts mascot a lot. I feel like he's in everything. I don't know how his stomach like punches out. It's like the thing you can do with your shirt if you like have like long sleeves. You notice that he'll go like, he'll like, boom. Look at it. The mascot does it. That's his like move. Or maybe that's just his
body. Yeah,
oh,
his
I
body.
Don't know. Do you remember beginning of the season how the Ravens mascot was like out for the season? He got injured or something.
I thought that was like fake though.
Oh, but wasn't did, maybe? Did I thought they were. Get... I thought they were holding tryouts.
I mean, I thought it was fake, but maybe it was real.
Maybe. Also, kind of a throwback, but like probably in like 2009 or 2011, because like Benny the Bull. I can't imagine he was in uniform, but the guy that was Benny the Bull was like arrested for dealing drugs.
What?
Yeah.
The actual guy that was like the mascot.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be really funny if he was in the, wait a minute. It's gotta be so crazy to be a mascot. That'd be a very sick job.
But nobody knows who you are though.
No, nobody knows who you are. Can you name the real name of one mascot?
Wait, I don't. Nobody knows it. Okay, hold on. Barry Anderson played the role of Benny the Bull for 12 years. I looked up if he got arrested, and I don't think I can't find it.
I might just be making this up because I was also wrong about Buffalo being the capital.
Oh my gosh,
of New York.
He sideline double. His name is Double.
It's not Benny the Bull.
So I'm seeing Benny the Bull, but then they also call him just Double, like Da Bears. Double.
Yeah. Oh. I looked up drug.
Oh, names. You're right. Okay, here we go. His performer, Chester Brewer, was arrested in 2004 for illegally selling weed from his car, therefore retiring the mascot. Oh, okay.
Interesting. So, okay.
So random. How do you know that? That's such a random thing to know.
I just heard it somewhere. I know a lot of like really weird. Another really random sports fact I know. You know, have you ever been watching like the NFL? And I think it's on Fox or CBS or something. But they have that robot that dances.
Oh yeah. It's Fox for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like
a wannabe like Transformer.
Do you know
something.
His name?
Oh, wait. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it something related to Fox?
Not really. I don't think so.
Is it like Foxbot or something?
No. It's just like a regular name, but it's like a random name. Like I don't know if you know a person named this name.
But it's like it's a name you could give somebody.
It's a name you could give somebody, but it's like I've personally never met a person with this name.
All right, I'm gonna try Bartholomew.
No, that's a good guess though.
It
makes me think of like
Barabbas.
No, it makes me think of like 70s, like Alabama or Mississippi.
Clayton.
That's really, really close.
No way,
that's
really?
So close. It's so close. I thought you were going to get it.
I give up.
It's Cletus.
What?
It's Cletus. You were really close with that.
Wait.
He's Cletus the dancing robot.
Oh, okay.
It's Cletus?
Cletus the robot, yeah.
Cletus
yeah.
the robot. Did you know that he might be canon in the MCU? Because there was a commercial where Iron Man smashes him. or some it's some, or like
what
Thor killed. I'm almost positive. Cletus, how do you
wait? When did they create this?
It feels like maybe before Twitter, so that it didn't get like shut down or something like that. Cletus.
Trying to look up like when he was. I'm looking at it looks like 2006.
Yeah. Cletus the dancing football robot.
What? Wait a minute.
Iron Man.
When did he come out? Cletus made his first appearance on Fox in 2005-2006 NFL season, but was not used regularly until the following season. The character was designed by Legacy Effects.
Okay, hold on.
Interesting.
I actually know the real story of how he was designed, but I'll get to that in a second. Hold up. I'm watching the commercial, but there's something where Iron Man destroys Cletus or something like that. Wait, what?
What is going on? It's funny because I always see this character, and I'm just like, I never think to like look of like where this is from or why they have this, but like. Fox is the only one that does this. Like, CBS doesn't do this.
It's really weird.
None of the other networks have, like, a character. It's just, like, and Fox doesn't use this character for anything else.
No. I mean, he may have been – they try to make a, like, a UFC gopher.
What?
Called, like, Dig'Em, but, like, people on Twitter were, like, outraged about it.
Oh, my God.
That's why I mentioned, like, he was probably made before Twitter because I think they would have gotten, like, mad at it and shut
it
down.
UFC gopher. I don't even...
His name was, like, Dig'Em, or maybe he wasn't a gopher, but he was, like, his cousin or something.
I want to say they use a version of Cletus for like, playoff baseball.
Yeah, or maybe, like, NASCAR but, or something.
Yeah, like, he... Like, whenever it's a sports thing, they throw him out. And, like, he's just doing whatever.
Oh, my God. So... I found it. I was right. So he might – Cletus might be canon in the MCU because as you will see here, Iron Man destroys him.
Wait. Wait. Is this like a
– It's a commercial for Fox promoting Iron Man.
What?
That's so I mean, think about – and it makes sense because, like, his the bad guy in the first movie is just, like, a robot dude, sort of like Iron Man.
That – I mean
– Is
I can see that.
Is Cletus canon in the MCU?
I mean, they used if he's in a promo, they already – that means they opened the door for it, so.
Does Disney own Fox?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No, they don't. There's no way. There's no way.
I mean, that's probably the next thing they buy.
Probably.
Oh, we're on such a tangent, but...
Because I was thinking, like, they could... If they did, they could totally put Cletus in the... Yeah, because Family Guy's not on Disney+.
Disney acquired 21st Century Fox on March 20th, 2019.
Okay, so that means in, like, the Loki, like, season two with all, like, the multiverses, Cletus could be in it.
So in October 20th, I'm assuming 2020, a small screen studio, Disney bought part of the deal. So they bought part of their
– Okay, so they have like part partial of the owners.
Yeah, partial, yeah.
Wow. They really own everything.
Honestly, like they – it's almost like a monopoly. Like they just
own. Oh, it's like totally a monopoly.
Really quick, we're on such a tangent, but – Did you see Ryan Reynolds, the announcement he made, I think last night or today?
No.
I don't know if you want me to spoil it for you.
Just tell it. What is it? Oh, wait. Is it Deadpool in the MCU 3? Oh, is it Hugh Jackman? He's going to be the Wolverine.
Yep.
In Deadpool. That's so sick. I'm excited for that.
Which is interesting because in past interviews, Hugh Jackman, like, I think 2 or 3 or maybe even more years ago, he was like, I'm done. Like, I'm done playing Wolverine. He wanted to step away. He did other movies, and it looked like he'd be done. But I'd be down for him to come back and do this. Like,
I think everybody would.
I don't even care if he's going to be, like, an older, like, Wolverine. Like, I don't think anybody cares. Like,
yeah.
It's like, who cares? Just put him in the movie.
Oh, yeah. It'll be cool.
Which is cool because this could be a huge tie-in to all of the, like,
X-Men.
Movies and X-Men and, like, all the Avengers. Well, the current set of Avengers they have, like, That would be cool.
Yeah, I think that would be very cool.
Okay. All right. I think that's – let's get back to football. I think that's all the injuries we got. All right. Should we preview our week four matchups?
Yes.
All right. Who do you play this week, Sonny?
I play White Kevin Hart, I think. Right?
Yes, sir.
Or is it Kalen's? No, yes, White Kevin Hart.
Yeah, White Kevin Hart.
O-line, O-mine. He is 1-2 with Justin Herbert, who has broken ribs. He should not be playing. Does he have a backup quarterback? Oh, he's got Geno Smith. Well,
he might throw in Geno.
Yeah, if his ribs are broken. Let's see. I'm not too pressed about playing him. Joe Mixon's pretty good. Josh Jacobs is fine. Davante Adams is a little concerning, but Terry McLaurin, Adam Thielen, Zach Ertz, Melvin Gordon, Panthers defense. I feel like this is a beatable team. So
yeah, you should win that one.
I
get back to 2-2.
I certainly hope so. I mean, I'm excited if Tua plays, of course. I mean, he played the end of that game.
Really quick, we forgot to talk about this. Did you see when he fell down and tried to get back up? And then, like, his linemen were like, no. Like,
I was so mad when I saw that because I was like, bad. Every single quarterback I get.
They're investigating that right now.
Yeah, because they were like, why'd you put him back?
If he did have concussion symptoms, they should not have put him back in.
Yeah.
Like, even if he said he felt fine and he was told, like, they should still not.
I hope he's all right. Couple of reasons. One, you know, so he's, like, can be, like, healthy. You know, don't want him to be hurt. Two, so that he can play in that good game. And then three, I want him on my fantasy team. I think it'll be a really fun game tomorrow, so I really hope he's healthy.
So, wait. Thursday night football. Is he clear to play?
He's questionable.
Okay, so guys, really quick, we're recording this on Wednesday, so if tomorrow he's ruled like out, don't come at us.
Jump on us.
I hope he plays too.
Yeah.
You know, this might be a heavy like he might just dump it off a lot. Should I play Chase Edmonds in this?
Maybe. Who are you starting over him?
Look, Keenan Allen, I don't know if he's gonna play this week. And even if he does, I don't really know if Herbert's going to be 100% either. So should I just put Curtis Samuel in Keenan Allen's spot and then in my flex? Or actually, no, I don't want to put him in my flex. Maybe I just sub out Damian Pierce, who is questionable.
Mm.
And then I see how the week goes.
I play Damian Pierce against the Chargers.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of want to have a player like in this game. Just because I feel like this will
be...
That's
fair.
Like, at least one. Just because since he's defense, not the best. Like, the Dolphins will be able to score on them. Right?
I'll say...
Like, who would I take out?
I mean, you could take out DK Metcalf.
Oh.
He had a big week last week, so maybe not. But, like, 5-5, 14... I don't know. You can't take out Diggs. Oh, you got Tyler Conklin? I wanted Tyler Conklin.
No one was talking about him, and I looked at his stats, and I'm like, I know he's on the Jets.
How much did you bid for him?
I think I got him for like $4.
What? I swear to God, I bid like $8.
I got him for $4.
There's no way.
Yeah, I think I got him for like $3 or $4.
Was it a tiebreaker? I swear to God, I put like...
No. Yeah,
I remember it very vividly now. Now that I see it. I was like, I'm going to put 4. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm like, no one's going to bid for this guy. I'll put 3. And then you got him for 4.
Yeah, I got him for 4.
I mean, I still have Dawson Knox, who's fine. But he's like, Tyler Conklin is like the 4th rated tight end overall or something.
The only
like
thing
that
I'm worried about is now that...
Zach Wilson's back.
Yeah, it's like, dude, he Conklin was killing it with Flacco, and now I don't know. I'm really nervous about it, but he should do good. We'll see. All right, for my matchup,
I might just put him over Curtis Samuel.
Really?
Has Curtis Samuel been having good? Oh, he's been having good
weeks.
Been.
That's all Carson Wentz knows. Like him and Terry. That's it. He just throws bombs. I can figure it out. I'll just toy with it. But I definitely want to have. I think I'm going to play him.
Have him in this game. Yeah.
All right, so I'm playing Ryan this week. He has Lamar Jackson, which does worry me. He's also got Dalvin Cook, which is kind of scary. He doesn't have a defense right now. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm sure he'll pick one up. But he is a DeAndre Swift owner, so he is benched. He's also a Dalton Schultz owner who is also questionable. Let's see. He has the backup for Dalvin Cook. Okay, so he's got like – he's got a couple backups. His bench is like whatever.
His third receiver is not very good. I mean, Russell Gage.
Yeah, Russell Gage
is – there's a lot of competition.
And no – I mean, not well, last week he went off though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had 12 receptions and a touchdown.
Oh,
so he. But the thing is, like, all these wide receivers should be coming back, so he should go back to wide receiver three. So
yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that happens. I really need this win, man. I know I'm projected to win, but projections don't mean anything.
I think we can both win this week.
I think we should. Hopefully. We both should. The Rams defense was on waivers.
Oh,
so
really?
I just picked them up.
I think like, they have tough matchups, which is why.
They have the Niners this week, but after what I just saw, what they did to Kyler Murray, I'm like, dude, bring it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not nervous. Look, week five, they have the Cowboys. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably still be Cooper Rush. Perfect. Aaron Donald won't want him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cooper Rush is first lost.
All right. Sonny, your survivor pick, the Chargers for week three.
Ugh.
Tough matchup, man.
I can't believe that.
All right. Let's review our stats for our picks.
All right.
Sonny, you actually, I think you did just a little bit better than I did this week. Yeah, so right now Sonny is 18 wins, 37 losses. That's 33%. I'm 24 wins, 31%. I'm 44%. There have been 55 games so far, and let's see if we can make a dent in this week's games. Game one.
Cincy and Dolphins.
Cincy and the Dolphins. This is at Cincinnati.
Oh, you know what? I'll take the Dolphins plus 3.5.
Okay. Dolphins.
I'll take a money line.
Dolphins money line, okay.
Yeah.
That confident, all right. So this was 4 earlier, now it's 3.5, so it makes me think that everybody is, like, thinking that the Dolphins are going to do it.
Yeah.
If you're that confident, which I don't want to, like, pick the Bengals because their uniforms look cool, but I almost want to pick the Bengals because their
uniforms look cool.
But the thing is, like, I don't want to give the points, though, so... You know what? I'm going to hope for just a fun game. I'm going to go over 48.
All right.
Over 48. All right, next game.
And I will pick the over for Minnesota and New Orleans. Over 43.
Over 43. Okay. Over 43 for the Vikings game. This is that London game. I'm going to take the Vikings minus 3. I think they can bounce back from... being mediocre. All right. Next game, Titans. This is a plus 3.5 for the Titans. They are at the Colts. Over-under is 42.5. Where are you going, Sonny?
I will take the Titans plus the points.
Plus the points. Okay. I am going to go... I like taking the points, too. I'll even just go money line on this just because I think the Titans can – I don't know about this Colts team, man. This is one of the teams where I'm like I'm not very confident on.
Mm.
They seem to they beat the Chiefs. I know that, but I think the Chiefs has had a down week.
Like, yeah.
They, I don't know. I don't really trust.
It was still really close too.
Yeah, I don't trust this Colts team. All right, next game, Bears at Giants. Bears are the underdogs. 3.5 is the spread. Over under 39.5.
Giants.
How are Giants favored in this?
Because they're the Giants.
They don't have anybody. All they have is Barkley.
Giants money line.
Giants money line. Whoa.
They'll bounce back. They're like my favorite team this year so far.
What? Sonny, what?
I've been riding the Giants train.
All right. I'm going to take the Bears with the points. I don't know. This Giants team scares me. All right, Bills at Ravens. Bills are -3, so they are favored.
This
over
should be
under,
a game.
Over under is 51.5.
Over 51.5. I'm surprised they're not flexing this in primetime.
This is another one where I think it's just because maybe they're an East Coast team that this
also
is,
the Bills have only really played in primetime so far.
That is true.
But like
this should be high scoring, right?
Like, oh yeah.
All right. I'm not going to talk myself out of this. Like, I want it to be a high scoring. I think the Bills will win.
Yeah.
If the Ravens do win, though, does our look at the Bills change?
I think if the Bills lose and the Eagles win, then my Jalen Hurts for MVP predictions will be coming back.
Okay. All right.
Because right now I'm saying Jalen Hurts for MVP. And I said it. And I said it happened last year, but a year
you,
off.
You were a year off, but
considering,
you saw it.
Considering how bad, not how bad he was, but how like just okay he was, I said it in 2020.
Yeah. You were ahead of your time, man. You saw into the future. All right, Chargers at Texans. Chargers are favored by 5. It's the -5 Chargers, and over-under is 44.
I will say the Chargers minus the points.
Yeah, this one. So if I'm assuming Herbert's going to play, but he's still injured, this game scares me. I'm going to go under 44. Like, I think the Chargers will win. I don't know. This seems like an ugly game. All right. Geno's Seahawks at Goff's Lions.
Oh.
The Lions almost beat the Vikings last week.
This would be a fun game. I will say
Lions are favored by -4. So, and then the over-under is 48 on this
one. I will say Lions -4.
Lions -4. All right. Oh, man. This is I'm gonna go opposite. I want to say that the Lions will win it, but something about the Seahawks team, like they have so much talent outside from their quarterback, like they should win. All right, the Jumbo Jets at Steelers. Jets are +3. Over under is 41.5. This is
so Trump's Jets versus the Steelers. I don't know where to stand on this.
And this will be Zach Wilson's first game.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'll take the Steelers -3.
Steelers -3?
Yeah.
All right.
I have no faith that he can do anything against TJ Watt.
Wait,
TJ Watt's injured.
Yeah.
Against Minka Fitzpatrick.
I'm going to go -3-2. I think this will be the Steelers will win, but I think it'll be a good place to see if Zach Wilson is or isn't the real deal.
Yeah.
Like this will be a lot for him. Like this will be a big tell. All right. Jags at Eagles. Doug Peterson's old team.
Ooh.
Is this a revenge game for him? Or for them? For the Eagles?
Not for the Eagles, because well, they won a Super Bowl together. I'd say a revenge game for Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson
so
revenge game.
I will say over 46.5.
Over 46.
I want the Jags to win.
Over 46.5. I don't think there's any way that the Jags can cover this. So I'm gonna take the -6.5 Eagles. Like the Eagles are just
They're rolling
right now. All right. Commanders at Cowboys. Commanders are a 3.5-point underdog, and the over-under is 41.5.
Cooper Rush, this might be money line.
Cooper Rush, look at you, so confident. This might be the ugliest game of the week.
Oh boy, it'll be bad.
Wait, you said money line?
Yeah.
Okay, money. Okay. Well, just to be contrarian, I'm gonna go Commanders.
Actually, I feel like Raiders and Broncos will be kind of a really bad game.
All right.
But we'll get to that.
I'm going to put a star as boring game.
Fair enough.
Boring. And then what's next? Okay, Browns at Falcons.
Only minus one?
Minus one for the Browns, and over-under is 48.
I'll take... What?
This I'll is take, kind of a weird one.
Yeah, this is weird.
It's almost a pick 'em.
I'll take... Are people that high on the Falcons? I mean, all right. I'll go Falcons money line.
Falcons.
Be fun.
Money line. Okay. I'm going to go money line too, only because I'm playing Mariota, so I want to see him just ball out.
All right. Cardinals, Panthers, also pretty much a pick 'em. Cardinals are plus one.
Yeah, well, after their humiliating loss against the Rams, like, nobody wants to.
I mean, I'll take the Cardinals' money line. I feel like Kyler Murray's going to run all over them.
He should.
In theory.
I'm going to go over 43. I also think the Cardinals will win. I don't really have a lot of faith in this Panthers team, but I just want a high-scoring game.
Broncos and Raiders.
This, yeah. Ugh.
Yuck.
This,
I'm gonna
this
take
is going to be boring, too.
Under 45 and a half.
Under 45 and a half?
Yep. Raiders are favored by 2.5 points, by
Look,
the way.
Nobody, I mean, the Raiders are this favored, and they're 0-3. What the heck?
Yeah, because the Broncos are boring.
All right, I think I might tell you on this. Under 45 and a half. Like, I need to, I don't know, I need to see something from these Broncos. Like, I'm not betting on them.
Yeah.
I'll bet against them. All right. Patriots at Packers. Let's go. You already know where I stand on this, I think.
Yeah. I will. Whoa. Minus 9.5.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. No, no. What do they call him?
Mac Jones.
Yeah.
No Mac Daddy. No, he's not going to be there.
I was trying to think of a nickname for him, but I'll take Packers minus 9.5.
Whoa.
They just beat Tampa, and now they're going to play a Brian Hoyer Patriots? There's just no way.
I'm going to go.
It's Brian Hoyer.
See, I think the Packers can put up over 20 points. I don't know if the Patriots can in this game.
No.
Like, oh, I'm going to go.
If for some under, reason.
I'm going to go under 40.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers, for some reason, I feel like he has beef with Bill Belichick.
Like it's personal?
I don't know why. I just feel like they
Everybody
do.
Everybody has beef with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and
I have beef with Bill Belichick.
Everybody
does.
And I
don't even know him.
So I think Aaron Rodgers will destroy them. Oh, Chiefs and Bucks.
Ooh, Sunday night football.
Oh, this I was about to say, why is this not prime time?
This, yeah, this is a good one.
Ooh.
Chiefs are minus one, over under 45.
I don't know where to stand on this. This is a great game.
This feels like a trap. Like the minus one feels...
Yeah.
Like, are people... Okay, look. Bucks lost to the Packers. Everybody remembers that. Is everyone just going to, like, hammer the Chiefs, and then this is going to be like...
I am going to say Bucks money line.
Bucks money line. Look at you. Okay.
Bucks
Godwin,
are at home.
Godwin might be back for this.
I say Brady's not going to lose.
He won't lose twice, huh?
Oh, and then Rams and not Rams...
I'm going to take the minus one.
Could
for
you believe
Chiefs
that Rams are not favored in this game? Right?
Monday Night Football, Rams plus one, over under 42.
I will say Rams money line.
I was going to say, if you're going to take the plus one, just take the money line on this. Shoot, running out of space. So you say Rams money line?
Yep.
Ah, man. I'm trying to see, like, is there a way the Niners beat them? But I just kind of made the case. Like, I picked up the Rams defense because of how good they did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to – there's no way. I got to go Rams money line as well. Like, I just don't know how the Niners are going to – like, they have a good defense too, but their offense is not going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the Rams defense.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see it. But I don't know. All right. Those are our picks. Sonny, you're at a Survivor. I'm at a Survivor. No more Survivor picks. Good luck to you, man. I'm like getting desperate. Like I'm getting to that thing where like if I don't get a win this week.
Yeah, it's like.
It's like, what am I doing?
Well, I'm pretty sure I won season started like 1-5 or something, or 1-4, and then I still made the playoffs.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes. All right. Like that meme or something somewhere?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
Jim Carrey, yeah. Yeah, like, look, if you're out there, you're 1-2, you're 0-3, don't give up. Be calm. You know, look at the waiver. See who's out there. Maybe make some trades. Yeah. Maybe I should start making some trades with people and start mixing up my team. Like, I don't want to hit the full panic yet, but if I'm 0-4 coming into this show next week, I might start trading everybody away and just trying to get, like,
a new roster.
Just a whole new team. Because this team is just – it's not cutting it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost there. I'm a week from there, so.
So
– hang in there, guys.
All right. Unrelated to sports. Breaking news.
Oh, gosh.
It's not bad.
More breaking news.
McDonald's – I know. I feel like there's been some breaking news to this show. McDonald's, for a limited time, is releasing an adult Happy Meal called Happiness in a Box.
This is real.
That comes with toys. Like, you remember the OG McDonald's mascots? Like the Grumbus or whatever his name is. What's his
Grumbus?
Name? I know. I know the Hamburglar, and Ronald McDonald's is a given.
Wait, hold on a second.
Who?
Grimace. It's Grimace.
It's Grimace. The Would big purple guy. It's like I was not that far off. So
I don't know why that's so funny, but
I know. So this box comes with this guy is just a standard McDonald's worker. I feel like her name is Sally.
The bird?
I think. Yeah. I think she's like a
– So there. Here, I'll read you the characters. Ronald McDonald, Birdie the Early Bird.
Oh.
Fry Kid, Hamburglar.
Yep.
Wait, who's Fry Kid?
I don't know. I thought that was just, you know, just some high school kid or something.
Wait a minute.
Grimace.
What are these little like pom-pom things? Here, I'm looking at a picture.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like these are like the original like – What the hell? No. Like,
oh wow, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of them here.
I don't get how you come up with this. Like, I get Ronald McDonald, but like, how do you come up in the Hamburglar? Okay,
yeah, Hamburglar, I totally get.
How do you get
Grimace? Is so random.
And doesn't Grimace mean like a frown?
I think it.
That's like Old English, right? Like,
Grimace meaning? Let's see.
Like. A grimace was displayed on his face when he saw the bland dinner presented in front of him or something like that. Doesn't grimace mean like a frown?
Grimace representing the godhead of Islam and stuff. What?
No, that's not. That's.
Oh, okay. So grimace, Grimace.
Is it spelled different?
It's a different spelling. That's a word. Yeah. And then there's grimace, which is Grimus.
But grimace can mean like a frown or something?
If you grimace, I think you're making like a – like you're almost like in pain, I think.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, grimace.
Why would they call him that?
An ugly, twisted expression on a person's face, typically expressing disgust, pain, or wry amusement.
So then why would you make your McDonald's character – that's like making like the Happy Meal guy like agony or something, but it's spelled a little differently.
Yeah.
That's just a weird choice. And he's a big purple blob?
He's a big purple blob. Like, what is...
He's so random. So I guess you can get him in a box. It's called Happiness in a Box. Also, I guess the other more important thing that I wanted to talk about is that there's a new Star Wars series on...
Andor.
I know that Andor is a planet. I know that 3 episodes are out, and I really want to see it. I haven't seen it, but it looks really good.
I started it like 10 minutes in and at work, and then I was like, okay. Like, it was my lunch break, and I was like, I kind of want to just watch it at home like with no distractions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's what I'm going to do on my day off, just watch all. I think they're each like an hour.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. It's like almost an hour each episode.
It seemed good. I haven't heard anything about it.
Did you ever watch Rogue One?
I did watch Rogue One.
A lot of people saying same vibe.
Yeah.
Same vibe as that.
Before Andor came out, they were putting Rogue One back in, like, IMAX theaters.
Oh, and you could, like, refresh people?
And you could, like, and it was, like, updated quality, so you could see, like, Rogue One, like, 8K or something like that. Probably
oh, nice.
Not, probably not, like, 8K, but, like, something, like, amazing visuals.
Like, they went back and touched it up.
Yeah, like, best visuals you've ever seen in a movie, because, like, IMAX, you know, Star Wars, Disney, like, of course it's going to be amazing.
I will say, though, the few minutes that I watched of Andor so far, it is very good. Like, it's like...
Really?
It's just like... I don't know if you've ever seen Blade Runner.
I know what it's... I know, like, of it. I've not seen it, though.
There
like
is
to.
The original one with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you watch it. It kind of gives off vibes like that. Like
Rogue One and Blade Runner.
Blade Runner kind of vibes, yeah.
All right.
Like, just like... I don't know. Like, it's just, it's cool seeing, like, parts of the galaxy that we haven't seen.
Yeah, because Andor's a planet, right?
Yeah. Andor is a planet, but I don't want to spoil it, but it looks like where the story starts, he is not on Andor. He is, like, somewhere.
Yeah.
He is somewhere else, but.
And it doesn't follow any, like, main characters that we know so far, right?
I mean, aside from the Rogue One characters that I've seen, no. But no, supposedly there's, like, some characters that tie into other shows later. I have no idea.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
All right.
Could be wrong. Go see it.
Excited.
Really quick, just back to Grimace because this is bothering me. Grimace is a fictional character in McDonaldland. I don't know that was a place. McDonaldland.
What?
He's rotund.
Is he? Is it like a like an amusement park?
I don't know. He's rotund, purple, of an indeterminate species. So they don't know what he is, with short arms and legs. He is known for his slow-witted demeanor. So okay. He's dumb. His most common expression is the word duh before every sentence.
Dub?
Duh, like duh.
Duh.
Like
he's McDonald's like, land, you say?
That's what it says.
What is McDonald's? Did they make films? What? Mac and Me, 1988. They made a McDonald's land film?
Wait, Mac and Me is from that?
Wait, I what? I'm so confused.
I remember
it got a 7 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I have no idea that
a
this was...
young extraterrestrial separated from his family and stranded on Earth finds friendship with a boy in a wheelchair.
This is like poor man's ET.
Yeah, it is extremely poor man's ET. But what? I don't. How does this tie into McDonald's land?
You know what? There is a scene when they go to McDonald's. Is a scene. And they're, they're, like, dancing around and doing stuff.
I feel like there's probably been, like, a million movies where they go to McDonald's. Right? Or
McDonald's Mac
know.
And Me movie. Wait, is this Paul Rudd?
No way.
No way, this is Paul Rudd.
Would that be, like, his biggest, like, flop? Or was it when he was, like, a kid?
Paul Rudd, Mac and Me.
I'm not seeing, I'm not seeing his name in the cast.
Hold on a sec. Why is he referenced with it? Okay, so he was on Conan. He talked about it. I don't know the details of it, but...
So there's just, like, any reference to Mac and Me, it's like they'll just put it in. Because I'm sure it costs a lot of money, and it just flopped. There was an animated series, The Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald. 1998 comedy.
It was a prank. Paul Rudd pranked Conan with a Mac and Me.
Oh, the Ronald McDonald comedy, or the animated series... Ugh.
This is kind of making me hungry.
It's funny because I had McDonald's today.
You did? What'd you get?
I got a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke, and I had to eat it like standing outside of my class. Because there's a McDonald's like really close to us.
Yeah.
And like now we're allowed to leave school because, you know, like upperclassmen are allowed to leave.
Oh, okay.
So then like sometimes my friend Drek will drive me to McDonald's. You can't really make it anywhere else. Is a thing.
Because you only have so much time, right, on your lunch?
Yeah. And even so, where his, like, parking spot is, since, like, they give, like, the students, like, the parking lot, like, way in the back. Like, even when you park, it's, like, a 5-minute walk to your class. So you have to, like...
Eat and walk?
Pretty much. I mean, let's see. The thing is, like, my school is, like, at the bottom of this, like, big hill. It's a really weird, like, system, but there's, like, a McDonald's, like... a quarter of a mile away, and then like there's a Starbucks pretty close to it, but after that it's like there's a lot of good places to go when you're not on a time limit. You know, there's a Jersey Mike's, a Panera, Blaze, Habit, Chipotle, all pretty close, but just like not enough time.
Yeah.
So the McDonald's during lunch is very crowded, is also the thing. So it takes a little bit of time to get your food.
Mm. I haven't been to McDonald's in a while, but I like their breakfast a lot.
Yeah.
Like their breakfast sandwiches are pretty good. Like whenever I'm traveling, that's like my go-to. Like I'll just get like a sausage and egg biscuit or I'm kind of into the McGriddles. I know a lot of people don't like them, but
oh yeah.
It's different. It's like a pancake and breakfast like in one.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever told this story, but my favorite employee ever at pretty much anywhere that I can
Grimace?
Think of off the top. No, no, not Grimace. At one of my favorite employees ever, I was at the – it was my first time flying alone. It's at the Denver airport. I was coming home, middle of summer. And I go – I'm hungry before my flight, figure I'll get a Big Mac and a Coke. Go – and I see there's like – you know, it's long line because it's McDonald's in an airport. And there's four cashiers, like boom, 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 boom. And I noticed while I was waiting in the long line, three cashiers would take a while. But this guy, this one guy, a big afro, would always like, boom, talk, done, boom, here's your receipt. He was very, very fast. And I went up to him. He went, yo, what do you want? I said, can I have a number one, please? Medium number one with a Coke. He went, here's your receipt. You got it. Go. And he just kept going. He would go through like three customers every like one.
For the other ones.
That the other ones would do. And I just remember him because he was so fast and so like – it's what I want in a worker. Like if I were to hire people, I'd hire him.
Just because he's efficient.
He was so good. I don't know why I remember him, but it was just like, boom, what do you want? You got it. Here's your receipt. Go.
Probably next. Does a lot less small talk too. Like he's just like, cool. Like you're there to get food. You're not there to like – hey, how you doing, man? Like,
I mean, it's fine if it's like you're the only person, but there's a long line.
And you're
in I waited in line for like 10 minutes. Yeah, no one wants to be in the airport. So like it was 10 minutes of waiting. Boom. You're done. Go.
Nice.
It was like – I just remember him really vividly. He's my favorite.
Shout out to McDonald's.
That guy, if you are – I mean, yeah, if you work at the Colorado airport McDonald's.
Shout out to Colorado and McDonald's.
That guy was really good.
All right. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Did we forget anything?
No.
We're getting close to Halloween. We got some movies to watch. But
oh,
Sonny,
yeah. Amsterdam comes out. We'll talk about that next week because that comes out.
I'm going to see it. And the last Halloween is coming out, I think, in a couple weeks.
I can't believe that's so close because I had a friend in like April go, oh, yeah, you want to see it? And I was like, yeah, doesn't it come out? And like, 8 months?
No, I think it's like next week or something.
No. He asked me way back in April.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll see it with you. And he was like, okay, yeah, it comes out in October. And I was like, it was a really weird interaction.
Like it felt far away.
Yeah, but it's like, oh my God, it comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We're here.
It's how Fall's Halloween here. Ends until they make a reboot in 2028. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. This is my favorite time of year.
Oh, yeah. I'd say like fall. I mean, it's still hot here, but once it like is not hot. It was give nice it, when it was like rainy and not hot.
Give it like 2 more weeks and we'll be like putting jackets on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Sonny, what's this all been?
Just a waste of my time.